HMH Audio presents No Place for Monsters, written by Corey Merritt, read by Caitlin Kelly.
Sunset. The sky dims from pink to purple. Feel the chill of the night breeze. Hear the whisper of dry grass, the skitter of leaves down empty sidewalks. The shadows creep closer. Once, we feared those shadows. Remember? You've heard the stories. Stories of monsters. Bogies and bogarts and bugbears waiting to spring from the darkness. Ah, but that was long ago. Back when the woods were still wild and the shadows untamed. We are safe now. There is no place for monsters in suburbia. Chapter 1. Cindy Who? On Monday, Cindy Fogle woke her parents at 2 a.m. with a scream. Mr. and Mrs. Fogle found Cindy sitting bolt upright in her bed, eyes wide and skin clammy.
Night terrors, figured Mrs. Fogle.
Cindy slept with her parents the rest of the night. On Tuesday, Cindy woke at 1:45 a.m. She was hysterical when her parents arrived to calm her. She spent another restless night in her parents' room, babbling about the really tall man. On Wednesday, Cindy...